going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America
Podcast.
We just saw a very grim report right here on Fox News, literally as we are talking to you. 1,000 victims already in 2020. 1,000 victims. Crime is up over 271% in major cities. I know it's over 200% across the country.
Yeah.
It is insanity what's going on, but let's talk right now about Chicago. Because last night, Chicago went on a
crime spree.
A riot.
Yeah.
But what it really was a looting. I didn't realize that justice for George Floyd or justice for a police shooting was stealing a pair of Jordans. But that's exactly what was going on.
And it was all the high end, right? It was all the high end stores they were hitting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were in Tesla. They were in the mall. Ulta got broke into.
It was very coordinated, too.
So there was this aerial footage, right? Aerial footage of a parking lot. And it's obviously a shopping complex. And there's a little bit of trash and, you know, just broken stuff. Little bit. It passes a burger place, passes a pizza place, and then it passes Ulta. There's a little bit more. And then there is just looks like World War III. And they pan up just a little bit, and it's the Best Buy.
Yeah.
So the Best Buy had all the good stuff. So that's right. Where everybody was really going.
And you could see cars pull up and people would run out and run back in and they'd go to the next spot. And there was just a line of cars.
And it was Gucci, Louis Vuitton. Yeah. Like all these. Okay.
Yeah. So I really want to get into this debate. So I'm going to jump into our first sponsor super quick because this debate, I feel like, is going to take us a little while. Mm-hmm. And so let's go ahead and talk about Simply Safe. Here's the thing about home security companies. Most trap you with high prices, tricky contracts, lousy customer service. So while there are a lot of options out there, there's only one no-brainer, and that is Simply Safe. I am a moron. I am not a handy person. I don't know how to do a thing. Alyssa still calls her dad first to fix just basic things at the house. It's quite embarrassing.
True.
Simply Safe's got everything you need to protect your home with none of the drawbacks. Super simple, super easy. You stick it to the door. It hooks to a little alarm system straight to the cops. It's a good thing. All this starts at $15 a month. I'm not the only one who thinks Simply Safe is great. U.S. News and World Report named it the best overall home security system of 2020. To try Simply Safe today, go to Simply Safe. .com/Dear America, the show you're watching. You get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. There's nothing to lose. That's simplysafe.com/Dear America. All right. So let's get into this debate here. So I'm watching the Chicago protest. In quotation marks. And one of them stuck out to me the most. So I saw the Tesla thing. I saw one where somebody had like stolen a BMW and they're ramming the BMW into a store to open it up so other people can steal cars. But the one that kind of bothered me the most was this chick that was walking around in the mall. And the mall's just being ravaged and there's stuff everywhere. And she's like, oh, Shaquita, look at his jeans, you know, and stuff like that, right? She's live. She's Facebook living it. Mm-hmm. There's like 1,700 people watching as she's like live recording them looting and rioting the store. And the more and more you see these things, you talk about our society and all this stuff. Here's my question. Is what we're seeing right now, and I'm opening it up for the table. Like I said, it's going to be a long discussion. I already know it. Is what we're seeing right now racism on the opposite aspect?
I think most of this stuff is just like Marxism, violent Marxist groups, communist groups that infiltrate these protests to cause havoc, you know, whether it be a Black Lives Matter protest or whatever. A lot of those people are just trying to voice their concerns, but they're being infiltrated by, you know, groups like Antifa and, you know, others that just want to cause chaos.
But these were Black people mm-hmm. that were doing this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Antifa or not, I don't give a crap. These are Black people. Honestly, what I'm asking, Antifa doesn't matter in this question I'm asking. These are Black people mm-hmm. doing all this stuff. There are white people in there, but the vast majority of the people doing this right now, at least that are being caught on camera, mm-hmm. are black people ravaging these stores, stealing all this stuff, live streaming. Here's my thing. If I were to go break into a mall and live stream me stealing it, what would happen to me?
You would be in jail.
I would be in jail. I'd be tased. I'd be in prison.
I think it more goes
with the cultural narrative. What we're seeing is if it's quote woke or if it's okay, you're allowed to do it. Mm-hmm. You would not be allowed to do it. Therefore, but they can do it. Like anyone can do it if it's in the name of protesting or in the name of this is justified. But what's terrifying is that this is okay now because they're not protesting. They're rioting and they're looting. You don't need a Gucci purse to protest.
A buddy of mine, this is why I think it's racism. Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, my grandmother is in the studio today and she just broke the number one rule of podcasting.
If you've
read the book, she's known as Rose Whistler in the book, but she is here in the studio today. Anyway, this is back to why I think it's racism.
Okay.
And this was very profound wisdom given to me by an African-American friend of mine. He said, prejudice is not racism. Okay, here today, a lot of people view prejudice as, you know, racism. That's not what racism is.
Mm-mm. It can breed racism, but it's not
prejudice racism. At its core, we're not talking about the 8 million different avenues of approach that you can do stuff. Prejudice at its core is not racism. Racism is when people in power make decisions that affect a person based on the color of their skin. Mm-hmm. So again, I ask, the police, the prosecutors, the lawyers, and everything are making decisions that the laws don't apply the same way to these people right now because of the color of their skin. I don't give a crap if they say it's about George Floyd or solidarity or whatnot. We people in power mm-hmm. are making decisions not based on the rules of law. They're making decisions based off simply the color of their skin.
Sure.
True or false?
True.
True, but I would also argue that all the people in power, besides these people protesting, they're hurting the African-American community.
Oh,
which
100%.
We've heard time and time again. So all the choices they are making, you have to ask why, because you're just hurting society.
Let me see.
Looting and killing all these children is not helpful.
There was this video I found, and I'm going to put it on my Facebook here at about 12 o'clock, but I think you guys need to listen to it. Give me just a moment. I got to find it where it's at here. No, this is looter people. Here we go. Listen to this lady. All right, so context, really quick, context. This is a black lady talking to a white person holding up a Black Lives Matter sign, okay? Mm-hmm. Here we go. It's about 2 minutes. I'll try to skip through some things. She's saying basically that white people saying that Black Lives Matter is them saying that their opinion means more. Mm.
That's right.
Hold on, one more. She goes, one more. She talks about abortion. Anyway, I thought that was a really powerful little video there. And again, I raised the question that right now, okay, how do things start? Okay. How do bad tendencies and bad traits and bad laws and bad societal norms begin? Well, they begin gradually most of the time, right?
Steps.
Very rarely do people just straight up say, okay, black people, I mean, white people suck now. You deserve nothing. This is the way it is. That would never work. But what do you do? You slowly start to change this narrative, mm-hmm. this white guilt, this idea that black people should be given this pass to just act however they want and whenever they want to do
like
it.
Oprah saying we have our whiteness.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes, we'll get into Oprah here in a minute. Again, and I'll bring it around the table one more time. Racism is not just you don't like somebody because of the color of their skin. That it's far more complex than that.
Sure.
Okay. And again, the most profound wisdom I've ever had from an African American friend of mine is true racism is when someone that has power over you does something that affects you because of the color of your skin. That is true racism.
Right.
Okay. If some random black person down the street that thinks that I'm a Nazi says that they hate me and they hope I die, that don't bother me none. What does that do to me?
Right.
Nothing. That doesn't affect me at all. Whoop-de-doo. Crazy. Walking down the street. Now, but if the executive of, say, Fox News wants to talk business one day and hypothetically he's a black person and he goes, you know what? You're just too white. I don't like you. Well, we're not doing it. That is racist. Correct. See what I'm saying? Like power, the positions of power is what makes it true racism at that point.
Right.
I think it goes to a lot of the higher ups having this separate agenda again, because if you just trickle it down, most of these people aren't even racist. They're just using something for their self gain. Mm-hmm. I want a Gucci purse. I can do this. And so it's become this whole like different world almost. It's not even protesting anymore. So I don't even know if it's racism, because a lot of people seem okay. Now, culturally, it is shifting. Absolutely. No one can deny that. So I get where you're coming from. But at the same time, I don't even know. I feel like these people, white, black, Mexican, whoever, are just doing whatever they want to do in the name of protesting to get what they want, immediate gratification. I want this. I want a new car. I want to destroy the world. I can do whatever I want because there's no justice right now.
Can I ask a truly like deep, deep question here today? And those of you listening, please, you know, write us, you know, let us know what you think about this question. Racism is a terrible thing. Worst thing ever. So let me preface with that before I ask this question. But is racism what it is, and as bad of a thing of what it is, because we give it power to be so? And what I mean by that is, what if we just simply did not allow racism to have power? Like, right, yeah. It's the same thing of, okay, you're in a relationship that's bad for you. Well, but you stay in it. Well, you are allowing that person to have power over that situation, right? The second that you walk away, or the second that you step up to that, a lot of things change. Bullies. Mm-hmm. Bullies, very good example. Now, granted, I know apples to oranges, we're talking really small to really large, and I understand, but major movements and major change don't happen in big, huge moments. They happen incrementally at a time. It can be argued that we're worse off now than we were before Colin Kaepernick knelt. That was a big moment. Did it really help anything? Heck no, right? It starts at the lowest level. So a bully is a bully because he has power over you. He mm-hmm. or she has power over you. You allow them right. to have that power. What if as a society, we just didn't allow racism to have power anymore? Like, okay, so what if that person doesn't like white people? What is that? How does that affect me? That doesn't affect me at all.
But it goes back to laws, right? I mean, because otherwise a bully can hurt you.
Right.
If you're a tiny person and it's a big guy, I'm in trouble. So, I mean, but it goes back to law. So when you lose the justice system, when you stop prosecuting, mm-hmm. that's when you're going to come into problems, which is exactly what we're seeing in Chicago, which I lived in Chicago for a year. I worked in the inner city. So it's breaking my heart that the Windy City is just
what's going on
destroyed.
In Chicago right now is the very definition of bullies.
Well, it's a testament.
Because if they were to right now tell the police, go out there and crack skulls right this second. Within 30 minutes, it'd be done.
Yeah.
Because they're all bullies. Not the police, the people that are doing this stuff. Yeah. They're all bullies. They're all...
I agree. They've been given power.
Okay, here's another thing that's going to make a lot of people mad. No good person is doing any of this.
Right.
Black, white, no matter what. The people that are out there rioting, looting, setting things on fire, these are bad people that honestly probably deserve to be in jail. I mean, if we're just being complete,
breaking the law.
But again, that goes back to my original point. Is are we introducing a new form of racism because based off the color of certain people's skin, given the time that frame that we find ourselves in right now, if you're a certain color acting under a certain thought process, the law doesn't apply to you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, Ben Shapiro always says, like, show me the instance and I'll stand side by side and protest with you.
Show
me the instance where there's real racism and I'll be right there with you.
Absolutely.
If you can't give me the instance,
then
you're just talking. You're just, talking bull crap, you know? So when they say racism, if you didn't sit there and call everybody racism, or racists and call everybody a Nazi, the value of the word would be more, you know, but you've used racism so much. Trump's a racist, you know, white people are racist. Now it's just a, vague term.
Well, and I think it goes more than that too. Black, white, again, whatever color you are, but also if you're a Trump supporter or if you're like, there's so many different avenues now where we're just going to boycott you or we're going to demote you or we're going to fire you based on whatever reason we want, because that's the culture we're in. We can do what we want to do if it fits the cultural narrative. And if it doesn't, well, then you can be fired, you can be silenced. Anything can happen to you.
I don't have all the answers. I'm at the point now where I'm done talking so much about what's going on. Everybody sees what's going on. I want to really ask the questions of where are we going and what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I do. My biggest concern is wait until, okay, bear with me here. The African-American population is 12% of America. Out of that 12%, 2% is doing this, a part of this. Wait until white America says, wait a minute, you mean we don't have to follow the laws either? And then you've got anarchy across the board that you can't recover from. The government can't. The government can't stop 350 million people from doing what they want to do. They just can't, especially with American people where we all got more guns than they got.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what concerns me. Rules and laws matter.
Right.
And it's only going to take, I just saw a video just today. These Antifa people ended up in a subdivision and these white rednecks went out there and they beat the brakes off of these people.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat the ever living crap out of these folks and they deserved it.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, that is what I'm trying to say.
But that's terrifying too, because then they're taking it in their own hands.
But what choice do they have at this point?
But that's the point. Yeah. I mean, that's my point. That's why we need law and order. These leaders need to get it together and bring law and order.
No. But you know what? I think I thought that way 6 months ago. I think that I don't believe that anymore. I don't
because I don't believe in a bunch of vigilantes
whose heart
aren't in the right place who are going to use it in the exact way that these other people are using it.
I think 90% of the people that are in office need to be forcibly removed by the people. New elections need to happen, and we need to put people in there, younger people. I can't believe I'm saying this. I think we need 25 to 50. That's who needs to be in Congress. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm being for real. Like, what does an 80-year-old, been in Congress for 50 years, millionaire, know about the will of the people? My grandmother's sitting here. My grandmother has seen a lot of stuff. The way the country is now, what does someone my grandmother's age, what can they do to help the situation of the country right now? They can't. We need fighters. We need people that will go in there and flip tables. Thomas Jefferson, do you have any idea how young these people were formulated that they were kids? They were what we would consider to be children. Mm-hmm. And Alyssa, you're making a face, but that's the truth.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying Thomas Jefferson was what, 21? Who can help society.
How old was Thomas Jefferson? 21 during the Revolutionary War?
Yeah.
21 years old.
But they also bring wisdom to the situation too, if they're good people. I think it goes back to what's the condition.
I think there's a great awakening of the younger generations.
I don't disagree with that.
And because I never paid attention to politics ever, and we've got high school kids that show up in thousands to listen to us speak. Mm-hmm. People are sensing what everyone else is sensing. America is at I don't think America is close to being done yet. I think America is at a very, very pivotal fork in the road.
Yeah.
Tipping point.
And depending on which way we go depends on how much longer this American experiment actually has.
Right.
And I think people are waking up to that. You're seeing more and more people, younger and younger and younger. America is realizing you don't have to have a college degree. What the crap does a doctor or a lawyer know anything about Bob's hardware store that needs to, you know, be able to stay afloat? They don't. They need somebody that actually worked in Bob's hardware store and know what it's actually like. That's what we need. And I do, man. I think we need a purge of freaking Washington. The more and more we go, the more sick I become. But we got to get into a sponsor before we move on to more things. All right. Bespoke Post. As we all settle into the new normal version of summer, Bespoke Post is here with customized box of awesome collections for you guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. This thing is awesome. It comes in the mail. It's the greatest thing ever. You don't even have to look at people. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has carefully built collections for every part of your life. To get started, take the quiz of boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code Graham at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com. Code Graham for 20% off your first box. Go now.
That didn't work.
That did not work at all. All right. Let's see here. I got some interesting stuff for you guys now. Now that I just went pure philosophical for all you cool cats and kittens out there. All right, let's see this. Which one was this here? Oh, okay. All right, so what I'm about to play you could quite possibly be the most epic version of calling the kettle black I have ever heard in my life. Okay, now this is CNN. Okay, CNN. And they're talking about attacks on Joe Biden by other media outlets. And I want you to listen to what they say. And, you know, what I would say. All right, here we go. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Sharpen their teeth on Bill Clinton. This has been the way they've built audiences for 3 decades now.
Yeah, I don't want to claim it's new. I just am arguing that it's getting worse. It's getting more severe. Aaron, your view of this, you know, when you see entire media companies essentially exist to tear down Joe Biden, is there an equivalent to that on the left tearing down Trump?
There really isn't. Are
you serious?
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. CNN literally says that there are entire media outlets set to tear down Biden. And is there any equivalent of that against Trump? Man. And they literally on CNN say,
Nope.
Did they not forget about like impeachment? Like Did they not forget about anything?
Every day.
Hold on, I gotta play it one more time just because it's hard to fathom that really happened.
Yeah, I don't want to claim it's new. I just am arguing that it's getting worse. It's getting more severe. Aaron, your view of this, you know, when you see entire media companies essentially exist to tear down Joe Biden, is there an equivalent to that on the left tearing down Trump?
There really isn't. And you know, what I would say,
if I'm just dumbfounded. There really isn't.
What's so funny is she has to pause for a second because
she's
like,
"What do I say? What do I say? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did he really just cue card? No, there's not. Of course not.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So there was that. I had to share. that.
That's just embarrassing for her. Like, that's so obvious.
Not just her. That was Brian Stelter, or whatever his name is. That was like, I don't know any outlet that attacks Trump.
You got to know the people behind the scenes are like looking at each other.
And last but not least, now, for those of you who are just listening, I apologize, but we're going to react to this video. So it has come out recently that now all of a sudden Alyssa Milano is claiming that she had COVID back in April. Okay, which was a while ago. And now she's saying that she's losing all of her hair because of COVID. So she puts this really like manic episode video up of her combing her hair to prove when she combs her hair that hair comes out in the brush. Like, I'm pretty sure 100% of women have happened.
I lose hair all the time.
Okay, so here we go. Just bear with us. I apologize. This will be excruciatingly painful. But here we go. Can you turn me up in the Bluetooth on my phone so it'll just come through?
Yeah, are you connected to Bluetooth?
Yeah, should be. Now, hang on. Let me check really quick. This is live, folks. Let's see. Bluetooth. Rodecaster Pro. I am trying to connect. I am.
There it is.
All right, here we go. So this is her, and I'm going to show you guys. All right, here we go.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to show you the amount of hair that's coming out of my head as COVID. This is a detangler brush, my favorite detangler brush.
It's $800.
As you can see in there is no hair.
No hair currently in the brush.
Nice.
Now.
Got it.
But she's brushing her wet hair.
Right. Not supposed to brush your wet hair, I've heard.
Oh, really? I do. Ew. That's disgusting.
Yeah, girl. Show that hair clump.
Looks pretty normal to me so far.
Yeah, she's got a lot
of hair,
too. She's,
like, getting aggressive with it, too.
Yeah, she's like, come on.
Hold on, just wait till the end. Wait till the end. She's really going to stick it to all of us.
Man.
Here we go. Yeah, pull it out. Yep. Ugh.
Aren't we just the worst?
Here we go. Wait. Okay. Now she's doing a dance. She's brushing a little more. It's almost done, guys. Just hang on. I need you to hear what she says at the end.
What is happening?
She's brushing her hair, people. Mm. She's brushing her hair. She's pulling the hair out as she brushes it. She's leaving it for her husband to have to clean up later, like all you ladies do.
Yep. Throw it wherever.
Yep. Here we go. All right.
On the floor.
Here you go. Listen.
One brushing. This is my hair loss from COVID-19.
It doesn't seem bad, right?
Wear a damn mask.
Oh, stop. Wow. So, okay, number one, is hair loss even like one of the... I've never heard you lose hair.
Some people are trying to say that hair loss now is... I've been like, well, look at this hairline right here.
Do you know
here,
what
buddy.
It is?
I've been dealing with COVID for 3 years.
She apparently probably is under so much stress from being such a horrible person that her hair is falling out.
Also,
that's what happened.
Isn't she like in her 50s? Like, isn't it, like, time for things like that to start happening?
I thought she was 65 or something.
But what I'm saying is, like, isn't it, like, time for things like that to start, like, naturally happening? God forbid, the older you get, you start losing some hair.
This, to me, is a good example of her trying to stay relevant.
Yeah,
what can I do now?
Delusional.
Oh, I'm losing hair. Great. Let's blame it on COVID. Wear a mask. Like, that's such a social hit that she pondered and thought, I need a brush. I need to show them.
Hey, man.
That's a good t-shirt. I wear a mask. Dude, so Alyssa Milano keeps
hair,
her hair.
Keeps
people,
her hair.
I'm really...
That's why she wants you to wear a mask.
So the state of South Carolina, you know, we don't have like a state mandate thing, but what's happened is every business, every public traded business... Mm-hmm. Local businesses aren't making you, but every publicly traded business is requiring you to wear a mask. So I'm thinking about for our subscription people on Facebook, which you guys should consider. If you go to my Facebook page right now, there's a Become a Supporter button. It's $4.99 a month, just comes out of your checking account. You never even see it. It's just $4.99. And what I'm thinking about doing, is I think we need to start like vlogging some things.
Yeah.
And let's try to see how many of these places we can get into and make some videos about it that only the supporters will be able to see. So if you become a supporter on Facebook, you get to see things that the rest of the world doesn't get to see.
I should probably become a supporter. Are you a supporter?
No, neither one of you are. I'm a supporter for myself.
Mo, do you do it? No,
Mo don't even know. Anyway, the point is, I'm thinking about starting to do some things like that just for the supporters so you guys can see that.
I think it'd be cool to vlog just like your trips and stuff. I don't really want to do a bad
behind-the-scenes stuff.
That's what I'm getting at. I wear a mask.
Right. So the reason I bring that up is because I went to go be a good citizen the other day, and I was going to pay property taxes on our vehicles.
Nice.
And I get there and I get a temporary notice of closure. Effective at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, August 5th, the blow and blow, I'm not going to tell you the county, annex building is closed to all employees and all persons until further notice due to a positive case of COVID-19.
My God.
I can't even go pay my property taxes.
They better not give us a
to
charge.
Get a tax. Oh, that's why I took a picture of it.
Good.
If I get pulled over and they're like, why don't you have there it is, buddy.
Yeah.
I can't get in there. I can't even go. I can't even give people money. Like, that's where we are right now. I can't even give you money. I just, anyway, it's crazy times.
Yeah.
All right, Jake, what do you got?
Donald Trump and Mount Rushmore. Did you hear this story?
I saw it. I didn't know if it was true or not.
So New York Times apparently said the White House contacted South Dakota about potentially putting Trump on Mount Rushmore. And Trump's like, more fake news, but considering all the good things I've done.
Of course.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Would they give like him the comb over of his hair, like flying in the wind?
Yeah, and they make him like three times as big.
Posted a photo of him like on Rushmore. Look.
People are freaking out.
Oh, I bet.
Listen.
Which he's only doing Ori,
if you are listening to this right now, I swear to the Lord above, if they carve Donald Trump's face on Mount Rushmore and we are not there, we're going to have some problems, yo. We're going to have some straight
issues. I think if they carved his face, the world would burn.
Like, yeah, what are you going to do? Throw stuff at it?
What are you going to do? Burn the mountain?
Is that what you're going to do? Set the mountain on fire?
I just love how he plays it off.
I do too.
Then he would just have a nice charred tan at that point, you know? Okay?
Yeah, they spray painted orange.
Yeah.
All right,
a gas explosion. I'm sorry. Wow.
Yeah, that's been on all morning.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Is gas Baltimore?
Gas explosion destroys homes in Baltimore. What's going on with all these explosions lately?
We had an earthquake in North Carolina.
Yeah, that was weird.
My friend Carly woke me up. And she was like, do you feel that? And I was like, oh, thunder. No. Oh, she was like, it's not thunder.
People, look here. Okay. All right. Look. For all the Karens out there. All right. Listen. Listen to me and listen to me very carefully. We live in South Carolina. The earthquake happened in North Carolina. Now, you may have felt a slight rumble, but is it really worth that being the only thing that you talk about for the entire rest of the day?
I think so. Like, I think
that,
it's awesome.
Did you feel it?
Yeah, basically.
It's like those people.
I didn't feel it, and I really wanted to.
You know, people that get bit by a shark, that's a story that you tell every day about the time you got bit by a shark.
Yeah, but we've never been in an earthquake.
The time that you were laying in bed and you felt like a rumble, like that you didn't know if maybe your stomach was upset or if it had been something serious. Come on, people. Let's just be for real.
That's very judgy.
I'm not being very judgy. I disagree.
I love storms. I think it's amazing. I've never been in an earthquake.
To quote Dane Cook, I heard something and I came out. I came out when I heard something. I heard you tell them what you told me. That is not what you told me. You tell them what you told me. I just find it funny. Who cares, man? It's earthquake. The earth moves. Do you see the
earth moves?
Do you see the clip of Michael Knowles in California when they had like a legit one? He's in the middle of filming and stuff starts falling and he just keeps talking.
Like,
just keeps
That's
giving.
Awesome.
Yeah, just tidying it up as he keeps going. doesn't even stop. Doesn't That's even stop awesome. Talking.
That is cool.
All right. Shout out to Michael Knowles for being a BAMF.
I got another good story.
What?
Don't worry about it. Teenagers in Washington have been awarded medals of heroism.
I saw that. Super cool.
They jumped in. They saw this female police officer getting attacked, and they jumped in and pulled the guy off. And,
well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really neat story. I saw that one. Just really cool, like heroic acts of just, there's good people, young people going to help, jump in and help.
Yep.
Let's see. What else is going on? I saw a New York Times thing that said if you're going to have sex with your partner, to wear a mask now.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
We do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been doing that since before the pandemic.
I don't even know who half the people, I don't even know who half these people are. I'm not just going to just chance it. All right. Anyway, my 82, 83 year old. How old are you now, Mo? 82-year-old grandmother is in the audience, people. Jeez, keep it PG.
Well, this is Dear America.
Yeah, all right. That's all we got for this episode, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure, hey, seriously, consider becoming a supporter.
Come on.
Go to my Facebook page. It's right there, the big blue button. Become a supporter.
Big blue button.
It's $4.99 a month. You're going to get access to all this content, and your contributions is going to help us take Dear America on the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
So go
like
check that
packs
out.
Of gum.
True. Yeah.
That
anyway.
Well said.
Well said. You should be a poet. Anyway. All right. Jake, where can they find you?
Instagram at producer_Jake.
And of course, Alyssa.
Alyssa Allen.
I like to do things to throw her off.
On Instagram and Facebook. And then a new episode of Hey America is on tomorrow. We are discussing a lot of things, including the troll that got removed incident. So
there you go.
Yep. You now.
Okay.
Your turn.
I'm Graham Allen. You know, at this point, I don't even think I should do it because if you hadn't figured it out by now.
You need a new, like, catch.
I feel like you're not going to.
Like, this is it.
Signing off.
I'm done. This is Graham Allen, and I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm Graham Allen.
Peace.
And we're out of here.
God bless America.
Here's to you, America.
There, I like
there
it.
You go.
All right.
We'll
later, guys.
Time.
Bye.